Hello, I'm Carlotta Ribello, and you're listening to Tall Stories, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Peckham Rye has long been a source of inspiration to artists and writers. And in this week's Tall Stories, Monocle's Augustin Macellari explores the history and atmosphere of a London park where William Blake once saw angels and to which murals park summon devils. Here he is.
In Muriel Spark's 1960 novel, The Ballad of Peckham Rye, an odd young man arrives in the area. A Scotsman, an exotic thing in the 60s, he calls himself Dougal Douglas. He has strange bumps on his head. "I had a pair of horns like a goat when I was born," he explains. "I lost them in a fight at a later stage." Dougal Douglas might well be the devil, or a devil at any rate. He wreaks merry havoc wherever he goes. Fights erupt, lovers quarrel, and his arrival in Peckham overturns the narrow lives of its residents. Which isn't to say they shouldn't have expected it. To anyone who knows it, Peckham Rye, a 113-acre public-use space in the southeast of London, has something special about it. Peckham appeared in the Domesday Book in 1087. For much of the following millennium, the area was agricultural, cut off from the burgeoning metropolis by a river and several miles of highwayman-haunted countryside. Even in the 18th century, however, the idiosyncratic triangular shape of the Rye lay distinct on maps. William Blake, the artist and poet, made his way around it in 1767. Whilst there, he had a vision, later describing what he'd seen. A tree filled with angels, bright angelic wings bespangling every bough like stars. Today, he'd more likely see green parakeets, the invasive species endemic to the southeast of England, reputedly descended from a group that escaped from the Ealing Studios set of The African Queen. Peckham Rye can properly be divided into the Common, at its northern point, which unfolds gently uphill to the park, at its bottom edge to the south. Formerly farmland, the park has, for the last 100 years, been the site of a variety of gardens and an ornamental lake. In the 1940s, the Common was home to Italian prisoners of war. They were housed in large huts, all of which were later torn down. All bar one, that is, which was turned into a nursery. This summer, like many of London's parks, the Rye turned yellow in the heat. Across the country, amateur archaeologists scrambled drones to surveil the landscape. The heat wave had exposed the long-hidden outlines of buildings, tombs and hill forts. No such marks appeared in Peckham, perhaps frustrating those who chose to believe in the rumours that Peckham Rye was the site of the Celtic warrior queen Boudicca's last stand against the Romans. Still, the park was full with a culture of a different sort, history in action, as it packed with people, eating, drinking, playing, dancing day after day. No angels, but no devils either. Muriel Spark's novel ends with Humphrey, Dougal Douglas's friend, continuing his life after Dougal leaves. He's dazed by the chaos his friend has wrought. "It was a sunny day for November," Sparks writes, "and as he drove swiftly past the Rye, he saw the children playing there and the women coming home from work with their shopping bags. The Rye, for an instant, looking like a cloud of green and gold, the people seeming to ride upon it. As you might say, there was another world than this."
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Augustin Macellari for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Carlotta Ribello. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.